Hey, my name is Dania, and I'm going to give you my perspective on what it means to be a part of a city like Providence. I think that we as citizens have more power over change than we think. Most people have something they would like to change about Providence, but they don't act on it because they don't think they have any control over what happens in their city. This is the exact reason I think that the CitySide program is a good idea. It gives people, especially teens who are often taken lightly, a place to put their ideas out into the public. Now, here are my answers to three questions about the city. Answer number one. My job as a local and global citizen is to help better the communities around me, whether it's improving something people value or helping with world issues. We all have a responsibility to help others, but it's up to you whether you're really going to make a difference or just leave it for somebody else. I want and need to be someone who makes a change, and I think that this CitySide program is a good starting point. If I wanted to help collect data and research on water and soil quality in Providence, it would be good to volunteer in different programs in addition to working in school. I would look into different organizations such as the Narragansett Bay and URI Watershed Watch Program. Familiarity with place can help me understand the condition of Providence and teach me about its environmental history, how we have adapted to issues, and what would work best as we adapt further. Forming connection and becoming familiar with the people can definitely help you when it comes to doing what's in the city's best interest. The CitySide program and my future projects will help me become familiar with place and strengthen my communication skills. Answer number two. Picking apart and studying our greatest successes and failures as people is a great thing for a city to do. Past mistakes, as you know, are great resources for accomplishing goals in the future, and looking back on our successes helps us branch out and go from good solutions to better solutions. This is why, no matter what your goal for the city is, it's important to know its history and to have an idea for its future. You could even dig deeper and study your own failures and successes. This could help you decide how to tackle an issue. What types of problem solving has worked for you in the past? It's important to ask these questions. And finally, answer number three. In order for people to flourish in a rapidly changing world, we need the right temperament and skills, such as lasting motivation and willpower, to collaborate using a multidisciplinary approach to things we want to change. I am passionate about the environment, and I will use biology, mathematics, history, and more to help me understand place and the environment. It's really important that you reach out to different sources and strategies so that you don't get tunnel vision. We want to create a more productive and constructive community here in Wheeler and in Providence. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.